Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
White boy Malcolm X, this is what you get for missing staff meetings. This is what you get for being a lazy queen and sleeping in, or pretending to sleep in while you do whatever with your Ronald McDonald blow-up doll. But you really should have come to Starbucks with me the other morning. Yes, you should have. They hired a new queen. No, he's not Ginger. Jesus Christmas, princess. I know it's a fetish, a sick fetish of yours. But seriously, calm down over there. I got you, Ginger. It's just later in the podcast. And I walked in there. This was like early to mid-Sunday morning. And that queen was like, oh, hi, welcome to Starbucks. About as perky as you could get. Queen was definitely not on the decaf. And a big old purse fell out of his mouth, too. Chanel, since I know you queens out there want to know.
What kind of purse was it, Miller?
I just told you, girls, Chanel. But he did that whole,
oh, hi, welcome to Starbucks.
And I was like, too early for that, girlfriend. Calm your ass down. I just want my damn coffee. Don't make me bitch slap you. No. Like I said before, folks, they're the nicest kids at that Starbucks. Now it's the gayest, queerest Starbucks outside of downtown San Francisco, especially for being where we are in the Boston suburbs. But they are the nicest kids. Although, they don't know what we do here, how we have ourselves a grand gay old time laughing about super special pain in the ass gender identities, laughing about super special pain in the ass pronouns. If they find that out, I think I'd be like, oh, how's this for an analogy? I'd be like Rhett Butler at 12 Oaks, which the Southern Queens, they know what I'm talking about. But for the rest of you, that means not received. So we have to be on the DL. On the down low, when we go in there. And did you see White Boy Malcolm X? I'm not going to waste any time on this, but did you see where Greta Thunberg, she got herself an honorary doctorate? She did. Yes, she did. Now, I knew about coloring book autobiographies, like from Prince Harry, Ginger, Meghan McCain, Paris, Abortion Hilton. Yes, White Boy Malcolm X, abortion. Paris, Abortion Hilton. I'm just trying to help her sell her books. She put it out there to sell books. I'm just trying to help her spread the word. But those clowns, those three clowns, They all got coloring book autobiographies. And now, I guess, now they've got a coloring book version of a diploma. Fill in the colors. Boom. You got yourself a fake diploma. And she got that. And you can't make this crap up, folks. Greta Thunberg got a coloring book diploma. Yeah, we need to work on that name. But she got her pretend diploma in theology. So the Green Cult, it is a religion. And they were laughing about it on Sky News, having themselves, much like we do, with gender identities and pronouns, they were having themselves a grand gay old time mocking her. How's this headline? Embarrassing. Faculty of Theology awards Greta Thunberg honorary doctorate. And the worst part is, this is not her first rodeo getting a fake doctorate. Some other pack of clowns gave her one first. That was from the Belgian University of Bergen. That sounds prestigious. And that was back in 2019. And then this one she got from the University of Helsinki's Faculty of Theology. And I think, maybe possibly, Finland might be the one with the transgender church. Or it could be Sweden. I don't know. All those Nordic countries kind of run together for me. One of them, though, and we had a story on it maybe about a year or two ago. There's a transgender church out there somewhere. So if I understand this timeline right, Greta Thunberg, she quits high school to go virtue signal, go be a useful idiot for the green zealots out there. So she's a high school dropout. Then the Belgian University of Bergen hands this high school dropout a fake doctorate. And then she goes back to school, gets her GED or whatever. That must have been taxing for her. And now, boom, she gets herself a second fake doctorate degree in theology. You want to talk about, this is kind of like white privilege, what the BIPOC folk are always complaining about. You got a young white girl here, a young blonde white girl, the most triggering of young white girls, who barely finished high school, who all she does is sail around on a luxury yacht, parroting what she's been told to say, hysterically lecturing adults on the environment. And what does she get? Not one, but two doctorate degrees. So technically speaking, and if this doesn't make you want to throw up in your mouth, nothing will. Technically, she's Dr. Greta Thunberg. Twice over. So when the BIPOC folk, when they complain about white privilege, systemic racism, watching what's going on with Greta Thunberg. Maybe they got something here. Yes, I think they do. With this, they definitely do. So let's just go ahead and jump into things, folks. And oh, looky, another dim-witted parrot, another useful idiot, as if Greta Thunberg isn't enough for one podcast. How's this from NPR? March for Our Lives co-founder David Hogg is still angry 5 years on. When is that hysterical little navel gazer not angry? Speaking of NPR, though, we'll get to this blithering idiot soon enough. But NPR, they've been in the news a couple times now over the last couple of days. First, they try to gaslight everyone. This is from National Review. NPR claims limited scientific evidence men have physical advantage over women in sports. Now, does anyone really believe that? Or should I say, does anyone seriously believe that? These pretend women playing in women's sports, that they don't have a competitive advantage.
No.
Now, I know that our new gender identity overlords, they get all sorts of butt hurt when you say something like that. And I'm sure those woke clowns over at NPR, overly eager to carry their water, they'll roll out a story like this, try to gaslight everyone about it. Oh, there's no competitive advantage for men in sports. I got two words for you, you woke clowns over at NPR. Leah Thomas. That's a pretend woman who cleaned up in the NCAA women's swimming contests. Now, as a man, when he was on the men's team, he ranked 554th in the 200 freestyle, and he was 65th in the 500 freestyle. Now, as a woman, even with his man meat, even with his bulge, white boy Malcolm X, really, queen?
Women can have bulges, and that's okay.
Okay, shut this queen up. Shut this queen up. I'm going to take that damn mixing board away. You don't behave yourself. But Leah here went from 554th as a man to 5th in the 200 freestyle, went from 65th as a man to 1st in the 500 freestyle. But if that's true, if what NPR is trying to lie about is true, I would think there really shouldn't be much of a difference at all. If he sucks at it as a man, and if there's no physical advantage, he should also suck at it as a woman. And calm down out there, you queens. That's not what I'm talking about. But he doesn't, or she doesn't. In fact, quite the opposite. Go figure. She is racking up a ton of medals as a woman with her man meat. And white boy Malcolm X, no. Just no. Once is enough, princess. And then the other story about NPR, woke NPR, they're having some money problems, and this is from the woke New York Times. NPR cuts 10% of staff and halts production of 4 podcasts. They've got a $30 million budget gap, so 10% out the door. See ya! And they also shut down 4 podcasts. Can you imagine an NPR podcast?
Hi, my name is Pat, and my pronouns are Zizirza. Today on my NPR podcast, Being Queer, we will discuss societal discrimination, the intersectionality of the queer identity, to the heterosupremacy and cisgender white suburbanites, and their oppressive patriarchal gender norms.
Yeah, that's gotta be riveting. And I wonder, just asking out loud, folks, but I wonder if those two things are related. their inability, complete inability, to report on something without their left-wing bias bleeding into it, bleeding all over the place for that matter, that, and them having issues with the Benjamins, not getting enough Benjamins.
Oh, poor babies.
I guess the good old days, rich white people driving around in their Volvos and Priuses, and I guess now their Teslas. Not a booming demographic as of late. Not bringing in the ad revenue they need. And I guess, kind of over this brat, but I guess we should finally get to the point of this. My original story with all this.
David Hogg.
That hysterical little drama queen. Him getting himself another media hand job, this time from NPR. And him still being
angry. I'm David Hogg. I survived a school shooting. Look at me, look at me. Where am I? I'm up on my cross. And I'm still angry.
Yes, of course you are, princess. And quickly translate it, folks. Because I'm bored with this loser. And his little outbursts. Him looking for attention. So quickly translated.
I'm David Hogg. I'm up on my cross. And I got me a shiny new nonprofit. Looking to get me some Benjamins. So I can live fancy in the swamp. Please donate now.
So yes, folks, yet again, it's all about the Benjamins.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
From the Washington Examiner, San Francisco lawmakers trying to create $50 million reparations office. This is a mess. This is a blanking mess. This reparations thing out of California. Because you got San Francisco. They're doing their own thing. I also think, and don't quote me on this, but I think LA, I think they're looking into reparations. But again, don't quote me on that. Speaking completely off the cuff here. But this thing in San Francisco, and this article about it, $50 million just to create the bureaucracy around reparations. Which to me, that sounds a little bit like reparations. A $50 million jobs program. That's all a lot of this type of government work is. Part of it is, it's for people who crave power through government, who crave control through government, and also for people who have zero chance of making it in the private sector. So this one, all of the above, who'd be clamoring for a gig here, wanting to work in the San Francisco reparations office. And get this, folks. And I hope you're sitting down out there. How's this poll quote? The current proposal from the Reparations Advisory Committee calls for $5 million payments along with other benefits for black residents, including the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, so time to rack up those credit card bills, guaranteed annual incomes of at least $97,000 for the next 250 years, and homes in the city for $1 per family, which I assume are not going to be anywhere within a 10-mile radius of Nancy Pelosi's house. Not going to screw up her property values over this. But that's what they want to do. Not just the $5 million, but all that other garbage. Pay off all their bills, dollar homes, and for the next 250 years, you get instant welfare of almost $100,000 a year. So basically, most of Oakland, they'll be moving to San Francisco. I give it a month or two. Over the Bay Bridge they go. You know what's interesting about this, though? The NAACP, the woke NAACP, they came out against this proposal. No Benjamins for them. And here's what they said. We strongly believe that creating and funding programs that can improve the lives of those who have been impacted by racism and discrimination is the best path forward towards equality and justice. Better than the reparations racket, I guess. But don't we already have enough government programs in place already? I guess not. They probably, if I had to wager a guess why the NAACP came out against it, they know that the $5 million and all that other nonsense they're talking about, it'll never see the light of day. And I know some of you are out there.
Miller, Miller, it's San Francisco. Why wouldn't it?
Folks, it's called reality. And what's the reality? The reality is, well, there are a couple of different things. First off, the population of San Francisco, that is, as of 2021, that's about 815,000 people. And black people, they're about 5% of the population. And so, using real math, that's about 41,000 people. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that about half of them are eligible for this. Roughly half. We'll say 20,000. And let's say they're only getting the $5 million. No paying off the debts, no guaranteed income, no dollar houses, just the $5 million. So what's 20,000 times $5 million? That's $100 billion. Just giving half, $5 million, and only $5 million, that's $100 billion. And what's the annual budget of San Francisco? Starting on July 1st of this year through the end of June 2025, they're budgeting just $6.8 billion a year. $6.8 billion each year for the next 2 years. And this coming year, they're projected to run a deficit of about $200 million. And next year, another deficit of about $525 million, at least. So they want to spend $13.6 billion over the next 2 years with almost $730 million in deficits. But yet, they're going to magically come up with $100 billion to pay off these reparations.
No.
That's what I mean by reality. There's no way in hell, no amount of magical thinking that will ever see that amount of money being paid. Not even close. And then, of course, you got the state of California. They're also looking into it. And no, folks, I don't know if the woke folk in San Francisco, if they get to double dip on this one, probably, because it'd be racist not to let them. But how's this? Also from the Washington Examiner. Newsom silent on California reparations proposals. And the current reparations proposal at the state level, that is $360,000 for the roughly 1.8 million black residents who have at least one ancestor who's a slave. So that's basically everyone. Like they're going to tell anyone no. And that bill, $360,000 times 1.8 million, that's $648 billion in reparations. Now, California's budget's bigger. For fiscal year 2023, they want to spend $224 billion. But according to this article, they're already running a $22.5 billion projected deficit. So this is another one. There's no way in hell they're going to pay that bill. And even if they tried, you think the Hispanics, Latinx, you hysterical white liberals out there, they're about 40% of the state's population. You think they're going to want to pay that bill? Another no. Hell no. And 15% are Asian. So 55% of the state are other minorities who are going to have to be on the hook for this. On the hook because the 35% who are white, like Gavin Gayface Newsom here, they just want a virtue signal and assuage their white shame. And they want all the other minorities to help them pay for it. Yeah, you clowns out there, you have fun trying to pay for all that. And for our last story, folks, it's our ginger story, and it's from the New York Post. Fired New York City judge moonlighting as porn star on OnlyFans. Who's not on OnlyFans these days? Other than white boy Malcolm X and me. Although, with his ex-trust fund, Princess doesn't need the money. And I don't care how creepy the fetish. No one would ever pay to see me do anything on OnlyFans. If they're handing me money on OnlyFans, it's so I keep my clothes on. They'd all know. They'd never be able to unsee it. You old queen, here's $10. Keep those clothes on. I'd rather masturbate to Sam Smith, that beached whale. Rather jerk off to him naked. And that's what it's like, folks. That's what it's like to be me. But this queen, and he is a queen, folks. He is Gregory Locke, 33. So a younger millennial. He charges $12 a month on OnlyFans. And I've never even heard of this site. But he's also on a site called justfor.fans. And I didn't want that in my search history to look up. But for those of you who are interested, he's on there as well. And that apparently is a better deal. He only charges $9.99 a month there. And like I told you before, White Boy Malcolm X, he's ginger. He is. I believe he is. Kind of looks gingery to me. Here, princess, for your viewing pleasure, and only your viewing pleasure, say this one for your spank bank, sir. So here, here's a picture of Gregory Locke. Really, White Boy Malcolm X? Folks, I'm not even going to repeat that one. Just use your imaginations. It's 10 times worse. The funny thing with this story, though, now they call him a judge in the headline, which I think, for most people, you're thinking like a judge, like a real judge. And I know there's a wide spectrum of judges there. You could be a Supreme Court judge, be that on one end of the spectrum, appellate judge, district court judge, and then you could be this clown, Gregory Locke, who's a city administrative law judge. And what is a city administrative law judge? He adjudicates parking tickets, or he did, for $58 an hour. He's basically one step above a meter maid. The meter maid writes the ticket. This pretend judge, he listens to people bitch, moan, and complain about it. Then he has to tell them if they have to pay it or not. So he's one step above a meter maid. But he's a judge. Okay, princess, if you say so. Oh, hold on a second, folks. When I said him being called a judge, that was the funny thing with this story. No, I take that back. Amusing, but that's not the kicker. So he got fired. Obviously, right there in the headline. But guess what got him fired? Was it whoring himself out online? Humble bragging about all the sex things he's into online? No, that's not what got him fired. It's New York City. That's a resume enhancer in New York City. Oh, our judge is an online whore in his spare time. He's so edgy and cool. What got him fired was his tweets. And of course, his bio. I looked him up on Twitter. He is a woke queen. Put in there that he's a Democrat. Puts in, like any hysterical liberal, just a virtue signal. Just to assuage his white shame. He puts in there, Black Lives Matter. Like he's down for the struggle. At least one that doesn't involve getting plowed by half the guys in New York. Oh, and he has pronouns in his bio. The icing on the woke cake. But he tweeted out, well, we're going to have to play some wordsmith here. So first off, he got triggered about something the mayor said. Said that Eric Adams can suck my, oddly enough, not his man meat. Part of the female anatomy. Part of a hoo-hoo. Starts with C, rhymes with twit, like this kid is. And if that wasn't bad enough, City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, she came out, criticized drag queen story hour in public libraries and schools. And so he tweets out, choke on a dick, Vicky, which sounds like projection to me. I'm sure Gregory Locke, oh, I'd love to choke on a dick all day. Every day. I bet you would, princess. And now you got plenty of free time to do it. But that's what got him fired. Not all the whoring around on porn sites. It was making fun of local members of the ruling class. At least according to this article. Palladino, after he told her to go choke on a dick. Again, probably projection. But after he said that to her, she filed an official complaint about it, which is what got him into trouble, got him canned from his $58 an hour job as a meter maid judge. Poor princess. So in other words, just getting back to his tweets for a second, this just hit me. This leftist Democrat with the BLM virtue signaling and the pronouns in the bio, he's just like Donald Trump. Just like him with the mean tweets. Which is what Democrats love to complain about with Trump. Among the many things they complained about with Trump. Oh, he sends out all these mean tweets. And I'm sure this queen, I'm sure he bitched about him too. Right before he told the mayor and someone on city council to suck on all sorts of things, real and imagined. But I'm sure with him, oh, how stunning and brave. So on that note, since I cannot top this silly meter maid judge getting fired from his $58 an hour gig, even if he didn't lose his job for all his whoring around online, but for acting like Donald Trump and sending out mean tweets, since I cannot top that, it is time to plug pull this podcast. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this midweek edition of the Miller Frost Podcast. I am your host, Miller Frost, joined as always by my fake black friend, White Boy Malcolm X. Have a great rest of your week, a good start to your weekend, and we'll see you back here in a couple of days. In the meantime, take care.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.